Correction.
And if a child is misbehaving, you tell them, if you do that again, you're going to get a...
Whipping.
What else could you tell them?
I don't know.
Is a whipping done with your hand or a belt or what?
Depends on who does it.
What would you tell a small child? Would you tell them you're going to whip them?
No, ma'am.
What would you say?
Well, I never knew whip children.
If a boy has the same color hair and eyes that his father has and the same shaped nose, you'd say that he...
resembles.
What if he has the same mannerisms and behavior? You'd say that he...
likes his daddy, I guess.
And telling a child that's misbehaving, you say, I'm going to have to...
whip you.
Do you ever say, take and whip you, or go and whip you?
No, mine never say either one.
Well, you say, talking about doing something, would you ever say, I have to...
punish you?
Well, would you ever say, I have to take and punish you, or go and punish you? Would you ever use those expressions?
I never did.
And if a woman's going to have a baby, you'd say that she's...
pregnant.
Was that word nice to use when you were growing up? Did it sound all right to say pregnant?
I never heard it.
What did you hear?
Well, she was going to have a baby. That was bad all. Everybody knew it.
Do you ever hear any joking ways of saying that?
Oh, man.
What about she swallowed a pumpkin seed or...
I never heard that.
Do you ever hear just she's big?
No.
And if you didn't have a doctor to deliver a baby, the woman you could send for would be a...
midwife.
And... if a child's born to a woman that's not married, you call the child a... a child that's born to a woman who's not married is called a...
you have to name that. Not first.
Huh?
Not a bastard.
Okay. How does bastard sound?
Little out of place.
Do you ever hear any other ways of saying that?
No.
Do you ever hear woods colt or bush child?
No.
And your brother's son would be called your... your brother's son would be your...
my brother's son.
Son.
Oh, son would be nephew.
And you'd say, Jane is a loving child, but Peggy is even...
bad.
Or, no, she's loving too. You say, Jane is loving, but Peggy is even...
better.
Okay, you're using the word loving. What would you say? She's even... a child that's lost both parents is called a... if both the parents are dead, he's a...
a bastard?
Or he doesn't have a mother or father. You call him a...
orphan.
And the person who's appointed to look after the orphan is called his legal...
guardian.
Okay, just a... if you have a lot of cousins and nephews and nieces around, you say...